Welcome to How to Build a Tank. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show. You can find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent, on YouTube especially. Go over, subscribe. Really appreciate your help in building that channel. You email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Love to hear about your suggestions, your comments, all of the above. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. You can see this really cool mug. You get one when you subscribe. Go over to HTBT. Or go over to fightlaughfeast.com, put in HTBT in the memo field, and you'll get a sweet mug that you can drink along whatever your heart desires while listening to the show. And you'll get a bunch of other great benefits, and you'll come alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you are looking for a way to get on board with what the Lord is blessing, look no further. Come be a subscriber, get great content, and be part of what God is doing. In my investment portfolio, the one I play around with and try new strategies, I've been trying this new strategy for a couple months now, and I was living large. I was feeling great about the Netflix, and I had several options on my Netflix, on the portfolio for Netflix, and I was like doing, you know, 30, 34% return on my investment for those options. And then the unthinkable happened. Disney basically dumped their news, and I mean dumped in the economic sense of dumping, having really cheap prices and selling overseas to weed out competitors and to get an advantage. Now, I know it's not exactly that, but it feels like it. They're offering their product for $6.99, and Netflix just went and took a nosedive, and I think I lost 50% of the value of my options just in the announcement of Disney, and it was over 2 days. And you know what I did? I doubled down. That's right, a lesser man would have cried. A lesser man would have sold. And that is not what I did. I bought more. And we'll see if it's good, a good idea or not. I don't know, I feel like I'm probably, on this strategy, probably 65%, 70% right on my decisions. And those luckily have been making up for the losses. And I feel like that's kind of just like a good mindset. I think I learned it from poker, actually, is you want to win big and lose small. And that's probably true in stock market too. You're not going to get everything right. You're not going to be the perfect guesser. Even the infamous Warren Buffett doesn't always get it right, but he gets it most of the time right. And when he gets it right, he wins big. And that is my goal, and that should be your goal too. Don't try to be perfect. You're never going to be perfect. Try to brush off the bad decisions, the losses. Like if you sold Disney the day before they announced and you missed that 10% bump, it's okay. There's plenty of opportunities for you to make money. In the long term, the fish or the sea is full of fishes to fish for. I don't know, that's a weird analogy for investing. But there's plenty of opportunities, is what I'm trying to say. And don't get down on the missed opportunities, because there's always going to be more opportunities. There wasn't just one opportunity that you missed and you're never going to get opportunity again. That's what's so great about investment. So I think like Netflix is down 12-13% on the stock price. I'm not sure, honestly. But they're going to be coming out with their quarter one earnings, and I am really expecting it to be positive, and we'll get into that in a second. Before, I want to kind of just go into the Disney Plus release. If you haven't heard about it, maybe you're not an avid Disney fan, you're not walking around with Mickey Mouse ears on your head. I mean, some people are like hardcore Disney fans. It's a little crazy. But you may have not heard about it, but they are going to come out with a streaming service. And I honestly think it's a great move. And I'm really excited from a business perspective to see how they use and leverage all their different product offerings and their product mix to make a better experience. Because, I mean, they have the resorts, they have the cruise ships, they have the merchandise, they have obviously the box office hits, and how they bundle that together is going to be really interesting to me. Like they have the Star Wars. Honestly, I think Star Wars has been ruined by Disney, and those new ones are just terrible, and I'm probably going to get tons of hate mail about that. But I just, the first three, or like the original three, not episode 1, 2, and 3, but like the original Star Wars, the real Star Wars, were great. Love them. And after that, they just totally lost interest. They have Marvel, so they have Star Wars, Marvel, and then all the Disney classics. They're going to sell it for $6.99. And that's where I get the whole dumping comment from. $6.99, that's incredibly cheap. I heard that they are going to actually be operating at a loss for the next couple of years to try and build up their subscriber base. And that $6.99 is going to get you 7,500 episodes, 500 movies, and their goal is to get to 60 to 90 million subscribers by 2024. So about half of what Netflix has is their goal by 2024. No, probably about 4 years, because they're not coming out with it right away. That's a long time to operate at a loss for a company like Disney. It's interesting, they're kind of taking the tech approach and not minding losing tons of money to gain the subscribers to bump up prices eventually. Now, who else is in this market? That's something else to be really watching, because there's this new industry of streaming, right? That's been killing the cable companies. They have Amazon, but you know, honestly, who subscribes to Amazon and becomes an Amazon Prime subscriber solely for their video, their streaming services? I don't. I was a happy Prime customer long before the streaming became a thing, and it's great. I love it. I'm never going to get rid of it. And the video streaming stuff is a bonus just to have on the side. So I never am going to be like weighing my options between Netflix or all the Hulu or all those things. Although I don't subscribe to Hulu, I don't subscribe to Netflix, because I just get them free for other reasons. But I'm never going to be like Amazon, their streaming sucks, I'm going to cancel the Amazon Prime. I never am going to see that happening. And I'm big on Amazon. Their stock price is huge, but they are great. Whenever they dip, it's because they're investing in something that's going to be amazing, like 5 to 10 years down the road at latest. And I just always love buying their dips, and when their price dips, I love picking up some shares when I'm able to. I would recommend doing the same. Jeff Bezos is an amazing businessman. Where was I? Oh, okay. So there's Amazon as a competitor, YouTube TV. So Amazon's $120, but I don't really think that that's going to be an issue, because there's so much more that you get with Amazon Prime, right? YouTube TV is $49.99. If you go through Apple, because Apple charges you like 30% when you buy through them, they charge the developers or whoever's selling the products, $54.99. And then Apple's coming out with their streaming service, and we don't know the price tag about that. It was kind of a dud. It definitely did not make as big of a commotion as Disney Plus did, I'll tell you that. And maybe that was kind of contributed to their pivot. It'd be interesting to get into behind the scenes of the pricing strategy that Disney's having, and especially compared to Apple, and just the kind of like, oh, they didn't even tell you really how much it's going to cost and the news that came from that. And then there's Hulu as well, and that is owned by Disney. And it, again, like the Spotify deal, I was saying I don't subscribe to Hulu, but I get it because I subscribe to Spotify, which, man, Spotify is absolutely amazing. If you think about it, I tell people this all the time, like, oh, Spotify is so expensive. I don't even know how much it is. It's like $9.99 a month or something to that effect. I should probably know what I'm paying for, but do as I say, not as I do. But just thinking about that, like back when I was a kid, you'd buy an album, CD, cassette tape, whatever. It would be like $20. And for half that price, you get all of it. So all that to say, it's amazing what capitalism has done. Makes things cheaper and better, a better experience. Just think about riding your bike back in the day, having your little compact disc Walkman. Every time you hit a bump, it would skip. Oh, it was so annoying. Or you're taping, you had to fast forward or reverse and try to get the song at just the right time. It was terrible. And just like the music listening experience is far superior now and a lot cheaper. And all that to say, there's a bunch of different some streaming services out there right now, and they're adding up, even though there's ancillary services, where we are going to get to a point where it's just as much as cable was, which is what made people exit and leave and drop their cable companies, just how expensive it was. And now we're starting to see all of these different services providing different offerings, unique movies, series for their own streaming services. What is going to happen? And that is especially in light of Netflix, which is what we're talking about. And again, I'm just running through this Disney thing. It'd be interesting to see if these people start to realize, these people being the owners and the companies themselves, that there is starting to be these trade-offs between people losing one subscription to subscribe to another one, dumping like the Netflix for Disney Plus, which I don't think is going to happen. I'll talk to you in a second about. And offering, starting to offer discounts like, oh, if you subscribe to Netflix, we'll give you 20% off of ours. And maybe they'll even work and do some kind of integrations or something like that. I don't know how the those competition laws are going to work with that. But it's like, you know, all that stuff. We won't get into that today. But it'll be interesting to see what kind of discounts or incentives they give for your people leaving one service to go to another. Just kind of like what the phone services do, the Netflix, or not the Netflix, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, those guys. They always give you incentives to leave, buy out your contract. It'll be interesting to see if those kinds of strategies are used in this case. The other thing I wonder about Disney Plus is, is it going to vulture their box office? Their box office movie revenue is really large. It's in the billions, I believe. And yeah, it's totally in the billions. I don't know why I said I believe. But if they're going to be releasing all these movies that are Disney from the box office right to their streaming service for $6.99 the next couple of years, like, is there really going to be an incentive to go to the movies to see it in the first month when you can just wait and see it on their streaming service? You don't have to put up with the rude people, the people eating really loud, the people talking behind you, the people that answer their phone, and you're just going to be able to watch it in the comfort of your own home. And true story, the last time I was at a movie, I hate going to the movies with people because people are so rude, they're inconsiderate now, it's terrible. It's a sign of the times, I'm telling you. Someone literally answered their phone during the movie and started to have a conversation. If I was not a God-fearing man, I would have picked that cell phone up and thrown it across the movie theater. Unbelievable. I hate watching movies in movie theaters. But that, and so just that, you know, that negative bias that I have, I wonder, like, is this service gonna start vulturing their other revenue? It'll be really interesting to keep an eye out for that. Again, I think they totally should do this, the Disney Plus. I'm not against it at all. I think it's a great strategy they have. And I'm just analyzing and letting you know about it so we can start talking about Netflix. But do I think that this is going to be a Netflix killer, as some have said? No, I don't. I definitely do not think that Netflix is going to be hurt. And that is one of the reasons I doubled down on my options and picked up some more on that deep drop off, because I think they're gonna have a great earnings this quarter. And I don't think Disney is going to be competing. I think the Disney brand, and this is one of the things before we get into this, one of the things of why I think it's so important to have a business perspective in investing and to doing your own research. There's been, like, if you just listen to the market, you would have sold your Netflix and been like, oh, I'm all in for Disney, and the Netflix stock market is getting, the Netflix stock is tanking, I'm over it, like, I'm just gonna ride their emotions and just gonna go with conventional wisdom. But if you start thinking through this as a businessman and not as an investor, I think there's a lot of light that gets shed onto this, and I think there's a great opportunity to buy Netflix. And if you're listening to this before they announce earnings tomorrow, you might want to go over to your portfolio and consider the stock as well. So Netflix has 137 million subscribers. That is just an insane amount of subscribers. Now, I know that they don't have this, like, moat where other people can't stream stuff as well, like Disney, but they have made advance above everyone else as, like, the first mover of streaming, really. And that's just an incredible amount. And they're raising prices, which are really great. But the first thing I want to talk about is why I don't think Disney is a Netflix killer, quote unquote, is because the Disney brand is not going to do the shows that Netflix does and are popular with the subscribers of Netflix. Now, I don't endorse the Netflix shows. I don't think most of them are great or you should watch as Christians. I think they're sinful. And I think that a lot of those shows are kind of darker. But anyways, those shows go against the Disney brand. And Disney is just not going to come out with those shows. Thinking about that, that means that people aren't going to just easily cancel their Netflix subscription to go to Disney because they're two different types of shows. And you don't have to worry about Disney vulturing and copying Netflix in those ways. Another thing that I want to think about along those lines of the brand is the product. Even when you compare kids shows, they're different. When you consider their comic shows, the comics that Netflix has, the series they have, I should say, not shows, I mean they are shows, they are like kind of the darker kind of the lens is a gray lens and it just seems like it's kind of eerie. It's the dark Batmans versus the positive, like light Batmans. I don't know. I'm not a big comic fan, so I don't know the differences, but there's differences in the comics. In there's like the lighter, the optimistic, like the traditional superhero that Disney builds, that Disney makes. They have the colorful colors and it's all bright and happy. And then you have the dark kind of morbid, more like real life conflict kind of superheroes. And that's Netflix. And even on those that both have these comic book characters, they're not the same. And if you like that dark kind of Netflix kind of comic that has a series, then you're not going to just automatically go over and say, oh, screw it, I'm going to go to Disney because it's so much cheaper, because it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. So with even looking at it from a product perspective, they're completely different. The movies that Netflix are going to come out with and continue, the series they're going to come out with, are just going to be completely different. And again, it's not going to be what Disney's going to be putting out. Also, I think Disney probably is going to be focusing more on the movies more than series. I could be wrong on that. And I think Netflix is going to end up going to more of a series instead of movies. I mean, maybe they'll come out with movies. I don't know. I mean, they do come out with movies, but maybe they'll have some popular big hit movies. But I think they're going to do the series play more. We'll see. So that's something else to consider. Their brand, their product, and then also their market segment. Like, Disney is really for kids, let's be honest. Like, there's some of those people that wear Mickey Mouse pins on and Mickey Mouse hats on, and they have all the stickers and they have all their tapes from back when they were a child 40 years ago, and they still watch them even though they can just go online and download it and buy it and stream it. But they have the tapes and they love the tapes and they go to Disneyland every year. There's like those adults. But a majority of people are not those people, right? You have them for your kids, obviously. But again, kids are not, you're not buying Netflix for the kids, right? You're buying it for yourself. If you're a single person or you're a married couple, you're buying it for you guys. You're not buying it so that your kids can entertain. Like, yeah, they have kids stuff, and I'm sure a lot of it is great for kids. My kid still has not watched any TV besides hockey, and even that I feel guilty about. Not that I'm against kids watching TV, it's just he's young. But again, like, I don't think you're dumping Netflix because, oh, the kids stuff is the better on Disney, especially with their pricing. I would think that the pricing is going to be in a way where you can just do both. If you need Disney for your kids, and you're just going to be able to add it on with the Netflix. So with everything that's coming out with Disney and the big hype that's up for them and the low place that Netflix is in, I don't think it's justified. I think it's emotional. And I think that both of the products are going to be complementary instead of a ultimatum. That is, I'm going to stop Netflix to subscribe to Disney, and also the vice versa when Disney ends up coming out. I don't think people are going to stop Disney to go to Netflix. They're different products. They're a different market segment. And I think they both have room to grow. I mean, Disney definitely has room to grow, and especially with their pricing model. But I think Netflix does as well. They do spend a lot of cash. I mean, if we look at their earnings real quick, Their earnings are expected to fall 11% or 57 cents per share. Their revenue is expected to be up though 22% to 4.5 billion. They expected to add 8.9 million subscribers this quarter. So again, as the show is airing at 4:16, their reporting is gonna come out for the quarter. I think it's gonna be better, we'll see. I don't know, I'm putting it out there. I could be completely wrong. Again, I'm only right 70% of the time right now on the stocks in this little test I'm doing for this new strategy. But I double down, we'll see if it pays off. If it doesn't, you could rub it in my face. Make sure you're subscribing to me. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com or howtobuildatent on the social media sites. I'd love to hear from you, even if it's rubbing in my face, because hey, that means you're listening and I appreciate you listening. Now, let's go out and be successful. God bless.